about a legal topic today. Today I'm going to talk about art and the value of art for lawyers. The title of this episode is Art for Lawyers is Zen. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. It's been a couple weeks since I've been on the air providing this podcast and talking about various things from legal topics to writing, to writing short stories, current events, legal news. It's pretty much a hodgepodge of everything that is legally or sometimes tangentially related to the law. Not always legal, but usually some sort of legal bent, the connection of which is me, because I'm a lawyer and it's about the things that I'm interested in. But today I'm going to talk about art, and I'm going to broadly define that as both, there's a couple different things. There's drawing, painting, writing, poetry, appreciation of literature, stuff like that. All of that I would collapse under the category of art. But what am I talking about when I talk about Zen? You hear about Zen a lot. It's a form of Buddhism. But a simple definition of it is a state of calm attentiveness in which one's actions are guided by intuition rather than consciousness, conscious effort. An example would be your gardening. You're not really thinking about anything else other than the task at hand. One of the things that I do that helps me calm myself, and lawyers are constantly high-strung and stressed about stuff, as are a lot of other people, but especially lawyers, is I like to draw. Now, when I was younger, I didn't think I could draw. And I guess everybody can draw to some extent. I think Picasso said, all children are artists. It's not completely true, but it depends on how you define an artist. But I think what he meant is that everybody's free to create, and they're not bound by conventions because they haven't learned them yet because they're younger. So I think there is some value in that. I think when people become lawyers, they become very rigid, very analytical, and they take themselves way too seriously, and they lose the things that they really like to enjoy, such as, you know, they may not watch comedy as much. I think there's great value in seeing things that amuse you, whether it be comedy or looking at art or reading or writing or just fiction or poetry or even nonfiction to some extent. I think it's really important to feed your mind in other ways. And drawing has helped me do that. I tend to like to draw cartoon-type things. I like to draw, you know, Disney characters. I enjoy looking through Pinterest and finding things to draw. I like to draw, like, for example, Dark Tower series from Stephen King. I'll have characters, and I like to draw them, or a comic book heroes, or other things that I find on there, and it'll suggest stuff that I might want to draw. It's really an interesting app. It is not just for, used to be considered more of a female-oriented app, but I just don't think it's that way. I think there are a lot of different things to look at. So that's one good social media thing you can look at. Another one is Instagram. I post all my drawings on Instagram and on Pinterest. My Instagram is mwells78, and I think my Pinterest address is something similar to that. So I like to draw, and sometimes I'll create sort of rough online comics where I'll write something and then provide a drawing. Usually I'll do it on white, like a sketch paper, sketch pad, and I'd like to use colored pencils to color it, but sometimes I'll be doing it in a notebook, like a, you know, or a legal pad. You know, I do doodle, and sometimes the doodles come out better than anything I could draw when I'm actually really focused on drawing. But it does get you to think about the actual task at hand, which helps you to live in the moment, which I think is really important, because, you know, we really only have the moments that we're in. Life is a series of minutes that are put together, and we have to learn to appreciate them as they're occurring, as opposed to looking forward or looking back. And I think that's where that value of the Zen and being kind of focused on one particular thing and not worrying about other things allows you to live life while it's happening, which I think is really important. And a lot of lawyers don't do that. A lot of other people don't do that. In this culture where we're constantly distracted by social media, by other images, the voices that are crying both in our heads and out external to us create a cacophony of sound that makes it hard to appreciate anything. And I think if you draw and write, read poetry, you appreciate things more because you see them, their component parts, and how they fit together, and you start to develop or at least rediscover an appreciation for the world around you and the many wonderful things that exist in the world in spite of all the world's flaws. So this episode is a little bit more metaphysical, but I think metaphysical can be a good thing, and it can be helpful for lawyers to look at things beyond the law. I think it makes them better rounded and makes them better lawyers. And I appreciate you listening today. If you like this show, please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. But again, this is Legal Fact and Fiction, and I'm Michael Wells. Thank you.